This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, the real miracle. Dear friends, here we go again. Jesus is pulling another miracle out of his bottomless bag of wonders. It's not as spectacular as raising the dead, curing a whole crowd of lepers, or even feeding multitudes. In fact, in Mark's gospel, this is the second time that Jesus cures a blind man. But the real miracle in this gospel is a lot more than a rerun. After a lifetime of blindness, Bartimaeus cries out to Jesus in desperation. Jesus hears his cry. He clearly sees the blind man's faith fighting through the darkness. Like Bartimaeus, we too turn to Christ in disappointment and pain when all else has failed. Jesus is used to that. He knows our frailty, our shaky mix of fear and faith, and that's as it should be. It's the human condition. Our faith is not a destination, rather it's a journey. And the journey is fraught with detours and potholes. First, there are the roadblocks we build for ourselves, our doubts, our inhibitions, our reluctance to let go and put things in God's hands. Then there are the obstacles that others erect. Some are quick to tell Bartimaeus to pipe down and stop bothering Jesus. They thought Christ had better things to do than bother with this nuisance. Today, these are the same folks who tell us that it's definitely not cool to publicly proclaim Jesus. But being uncool is at the very core of our faith. So uncool, in fact, that Paul writes to the Corinthians, "We are fools for Christ's sakes." We know that electricity is a powerful force that changed the world in the 19th century, but today we take it for granted. And we're only aware of it when it fails and the lights go out. But the force is all around us, pulsing through power lines, buried in the walls of our homes, powering systems that feed us, shelter us, inform us, protect us, transport us, sustaining life as we know it. Yet we never see it unless it arcs in the atmosphere. Faith is the electricity of the Spirit. It informs our hopes. It inspires our love. It's the foundation of the new covenant. We come to God through our faith in Jesus Christ, through our belief in a miracle that took place 2,000 years ago. Far greater than the discovery of electricity, the internet, the theory of relativity, and the mechanics of the universe, all the acquired wisdom of the ages, far, far greater is the transformative miracle of faith. Yet it's a miracle we've grown up with, that we take for granted. Like electricity, we only see it when it arcs in the atmosphere, in the lives of the saints around us, in the sacrifice of the martyrs, in the testimony of survivors. For such a simple, familiar word, faith is a highly complex concept that has humbled great intellects over the ages. It's a priceless gift from God, yet is worthless unless we actively accept and exercise it. That requires getting and keeping our minds and hearts in sync with God's grace. Endless stacks of theology books have been devoted to sorting out the many aspects of faith. But you probably have a pretty useful insight on faith tucked away in your pocket or your purse right now. Fish out your wallet for a dollar. On the flip side, you'll see the words, "In God we trust." That's what Bartimaeus did. In his blindness, he saw in Jesus the face of God. After years of doubt and discouragement, in the teeth of ridicule and abuse, through the grace of God, he had the will to believe. He trusted in God's gift of faith and called out to Jesus. And that, my friends, is the real miracle in this gospel. I could use a miracle today. I bet you could too. And we'll get one if we lay our blindness on the Lord, if we call to him in our frustrations, in our temptations and resentments. And don't forget the good stuff. Give him your hopes and your dreams, too. The age of miracles, well, it's not over. If we live in the faith that God gives us, if we call out to him today.